My horse is getting tired. We're riding even further from Kansas City now, Shasta. We're heading out to Topeka, Kansas.
Yeehaw.
To catch up with one of the board of directors for the Grilling Guys. This is the board meeting show. April Fools. We're not going to fool you, though. One of our board of directors and somebody who taught me an awful lot about barbecue is Cowboy Rob Russell from Topeka, Kansas. And he's on the grilling line right now. How are you, brother?
Hey, Bobby, what's going on up there in Michigan?
Well, we are talking all about Kansas City style barbecue, and we're talking to people all across the country now. We're syndicated, so we're in a lot of places. Robbie, you're being heard literally all around the world, and people need to know that if you think that I have barbecue skills, a lot of the reason that I have the skills I have is because this man on the live line, Rob Russell, and I traveled the country for years teaching barbecue classes, and I was always, for the most part, the assistant in that process, and Rob was wooing the crowds and teaching, and I just picked up an awful lot from that.
Well, you know, but you always had to argue with me too, Bob.
We did. We always argued about the amount of spice.
Yeah.
Other than that, we had an awful lot of fun. I can think of an awful lot of states we were in. A lot of late nights teaching 30 to 60 people at a crack how to do ribs, butts, brisket. And then we did our fancy barbecue classes. We did our wild game classes. My goodness, we put in the miles.
Yeah, we did. I think it was like 7 years, 2 months, and one day.
All in a week. We also did, we cooked for Dick Vermeil, your Coach Vermeil, several years in a row. I can think of driving across the freeways of Philadelphia with a smoker that caught fire. We're driving down the road with flames. It looked like something out of Twilight Zone.
Are you allowed back in any states? I'm just curious.
Oh, my gosh.
It really looked like somebody from Kansas.
Oh, it was hysterical. Just
that's
hysterical.
Just normal stuff you see here all the time.
Yeah, well, at that time we had Jordan with us. The next year we had Olivia with us. My kids have all grown to be very fond of Cowboy Rob Russell, Shasta. And I don't know if you ever met Shasta when you were here or not, Rob.
No, I don't believe so.
Now, her and her husband, Corey, have this chain of stores called Old World Olive Company, and they're a good sponsor for the show. But we really want to talk about Kansas City style barbecue or Topeka.
Well, first of all, I wanted to say something about that Philadelphia trip down there cooking for the golf tournament. Remember when we went down there, we were going to cook brisket for, what, 260 golfers, which were all Eagles and Chiefs.
Right.
And we went to the Sam's Club there, which normally, like in Kansas, you go and there's, you know, 200 or 300 briskets in the brisket aisle. But the thing about Philadelphia, they didn't have any briskets, nor did they have a place to put the briskets. So they didn't. It's really funny how it changes in different states.
Yes.
But, yeah, Kansas City barbecue, you know, I live in Topeka, like you said, and it's 60 miles from Kansas City. But Kansas City is, people get really serious about barbecue here, and they have for years. I mean, this didn't start as a fad a couple of years ago or 10 years ago.
Right.
I mean, you come to Kansas City and you can visit some of the nicest barbecue stores that have been there 60, 70, 80 years. And when I say barbecue store, I mean restaurant. But, you know, everything's tomato-based, a lot of molasses, and we don't have a lot of vinegars. We don't have any white sauces like they do down south.
Safe to say it's a sweet side of barbecue.
Yeah. And, I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. Like Gates Barbecue in Kansas City, they've got some vinegar in their sauce. And I really like it. But for the most part, everything about sauce in Kansas City area, and I say Kansas City because it starts off at the heart of Kansas City, and that radiates probably 60... 80-mile radius around Kansas City, and it's really hardcore barbecue.
You know, Rob, I was doing some research. I told this to Bob earlier. I was doing some research, and yeah, you guys are pretty crazy about your barbecue in Kansas City. It's some pretty serious stuff.
And it is.
Yeah. And you guys have a Kansas City Barbecue Society.
Yes, that's a great deal if you can get online. And
yeah.
KCBS, I mean, they go around, they help promote barbecue.
Everybody.
In Kansas City. I can remember one of the first contests I did about 25 years ago. I didn't know anything about what I was doing. And you don't want to rely on anybody you're competing against to tell you their secrets.
Sure. That's a smart move.
Two members of the KCBS came and they helped me on my ribs and showed me how to do it. And I was clueless. I mean, this has been 30 years ago. And I won first place in ribs on that particular event. And it kind of got me hooked. And it's been, I mean, they have 50 or 60 contests right around this area for the next 3 months. So,
wow.
It's no place to learn barbecue because those guys, when they go to those contests, they're busy.
It's all game face.
Yes. You catch them after the event, and, yeah, they're relaxed drinking, and they probably have some entries that they turned in that they're going to have a lot left over, and you can taste some good barbecue. But the bigger contests, like the American Royal, if you go to eat good barbecue there, you're probably going to be somewhat disappointed because there just seems to be a lot of vendors there that don't really...
Right. You know, different story. It's not like going to a neighborhood barbecue grill. But I remember my first competition, and Shasta, I spent a couple days doing a competition. I enlisted Jop to help me. I think we had just started the show. And about every 10 minutes, I was on the phone with this guy right here. Because I did not know how to do a competition. It's a different game.
He's kind of the godfather of barbecue.
He really is. He doesn't get the credit in a lot of circles that he should. He sure does here, though. That's why he's on our website. If you go to thegrillingguys.com and check it out, you look up board of directors, you'll get a chance to see a little bit about Cowboy Rob. He's a very humble man, but Rob's a guy you can take into any situation and know that your friends are going to love him. It's just
that's awesome.
Really cool to bring him to places because every time I've brought Rob anywhere, they just love him. He's just a truly good guy and very humble. So he won't tell you, but he'll sure take the time to teach you and help you out.
Well, I hope my wife's listening to this program.
I don't think she does, Rob. Yeah. I don't think she does. But listen, it's so nice to have you along, and I just wonder if there's one great tip on doing brisket you want to give us in 60 seconds for our listeners that can help them with the brisket.
Well, it's all about timing, but in the end result, it's about temperature, internal temperature of the meat. You've got to get it to 200 degrees. I don't care how you get it there, how long it takes you, but you have to get it 200 degrees. And when you get to 165, wrap it in aluminum foil. That way you're not, burn-ins aren't too burn-endy.
Got it. All right, buddy. Listen, always good to catch up with you. And I'm going to see you this fall. I'm going to take you up on that hunting trip. Even if it's only for 2 days, I'm going to make it out there just so we can at least sit down and make some jerky and have a little fun around a campfire, if nothing else.
Yeah, we've got quite a few turkeys and deer around here, and just looking forward to seeing you.
Well, if you'd shoot some turkeys before I get there, it'd save me all the work.
He's waiting for you, yeah. Bob.
Rob does a little turkey guiding. He has family that comes in every year, spends a couple weeks out there killing all his turkeys. So he's quite the turkey man as well. He's a man of many skills, let's put it that way.
Well, we like our turkey here, but there's so many of them, they've taken over.
Yeah, yeah, they need killing.
It used to be a lot of quail and a lot of pheasant, and the pheasant kind of stayed, but the quail are pretty much gone.
They're just like the Taliban. They just need killing. We'll see you, buddy.
All right. Have a good one.
You take care. Cowboy Rob Russell, Topeka, Kansas. We'll be back.